Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while all of us are working and schools have been back in session for about a month or two, the Supreme Court is back from summer break. Yay, Supreme Court's back to work. Man, they get nice. It's nice to be a Supreme Court justice, man. But they got back to work, and today was one of the first cases they looked at. Some of the cases that are coming up are pretty controversial ones that do need some guidance and some constitutional interpretation. One today they looked at had to do with the environment. It's Sackett versus EPA. And this is an environmental dispute over the federal government's power to protect the nation's waterways under the Clean Water Act. According to The Hill, the question is whether the EPA's regulatory reach extends to wetlands that are not connected to federal waters above ground, but are capable of reaching those waters below the surface. If the justices give a reading of the government's authority, they said it could pave the way for greater land development, loosen requirements on businesses that discharge pollutants. This is according to The Hill. Conservation groups warn that such an outcome risks disrupting the environment and animal habitats. And I haven't really been following this particular case, so I don't really know, what exactly is going on and who's doing what. But I'm sure we're going to, as the court season progresses, find out a little bit more. Another case that they're going to address is affirmative action. And this has been something that has been debated and people are pretty emotional about on both sides, where while colleges are trying to become more diverse, there's been accusations, especially taken up with Harvard and the other University of North Carolina, where a certain demographic is being on purposely sidelined and not given a chance. And so the Supreme Court is looking at these lawsuits on October 31st. It's brought by the anti-affirmative action organization Students for Fair Admissions. The group argues that Harvard and other schools blatantly discriminate against Asian students. But this also might lead to other issues where there are preferences grounded in identity, like what Kamala Harris had said, you know, we're going to base our recovery efforts on equity and groups that are discriminated against, or, you know, and so, you know, are we, if we're supposed to be not using race as a factor, then, you know, it being brought up, is that going to be ruled against based by the Constitution? So the two cases, one against Harvard and one against University of North Carolina, will also address, I guess, covers that not only private but public. 9 states have laws that ban affirmative action in college admissions. They say the extent and focus of existing diversity policies vary widely. This according to theconversation.com. They say universities justifying their diversity policies argue that the 14th Amendment and its guarantee of equal protection of the laws encourage giving an advantage to historically oppressed groups. The opponents of affirmative action argue that the 14th Amendment was meant to uphold racial neutrality, meaning all individuals should be treated the same regardless of race. In this view, the Constitution forbids considering race in almost any decisions that influence individual advancement. So this is the same story we keep hearing. Nobody should be using race to determine if you get to eat, if you get to go to school, if you get to, but what's been happening is race is being used the other way, and because the thought is it's going to benefit those who are in the minority group, it's okay. But as whites become the minority, if you're setting those precedents, you're going to go back to, well, the whites are the minority, so they're the minority group, so the rule says we have to help those in the minority group. This is why I think the Constitution said everybody's equal. We don't, we're not going to base this on gender or race, and this keeps coming back. On the flip side, though, because I always see both sides, there are concerns that out-of-country individuals who have much stronger education systems as kids are coming in and wiping out spots that Americans can have access to. And so, you know, as people are worried about people from China buying up farmland and buying up, you know, that's right next to our military bases and buying up real estate and buying up, you know, people are concerned that we might have individuals from other countries that are scoring high enough to, you know, take over and displace many individuals who wanted those spots. So, you know, do you have to exclude anybody? Do you have to exclude non-Americans? No, because there's a lot of foreign students, so you can't do that. See, I mean, if we're going to be equal, then anybody gets a chance. And if it's merit-based, it's whoever has the highest merit. But that's, you know, what universities can actually get in trouble if they aren't diverse enough. So they have to, and, you know, I've seen this done multiple times. They say, hey guys, you know, if you have a woman or someone of color that applies, we need more of them. So, you know, this does then start to lay a precedent of, okay, we are able to then pick and choose based on somebody's, how they look or how they identify or how they, you know, so then are men who want to get into a university because they'll pick more women, are they going to then, say they're transgender? And you can't ask them to prove it to get in. What was it? Didn't they do that where, I forget. And I think Thomas C. Howell, I think he got in trouble. He tried to get into a university and he pretended to be black. I forget what that movie was about. I don't remember seeing it. But anyway, so this is obviously going to be something that, you know, my guess is that, you know, the Supreme Court justices are going to say, look, the Constitution says you cannot use race as a factor. You can't discriminate somebody regardless of their race. So we'll see what happens. We'll talk a little bit more about what also is coming up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with the Supreme Court coming back, people want to know what are some of the cases they're going to look at. And we spoke about a couple of them, one on government EPAs, either overreach or ability to reach to protect certain waterways that may affect federal waterway lands. Voting rights are also going to be, or election laws are also going to be looked at. There's a case, Moore versus Harper, which is looking at election law and the independent state legislator theory. Who controls the state legislators' decisions regarding federal elections? Is it the state or is it the U.S. Constitution? So in this case, the court has to rule on whether the North Carolina Supreme Court was able to strike down and replace the legislator's congressional map, which the state court found was gerrymandered in violation of the North Carolina Constitution. Now, you think this would just be dealt with the states. State legislator, you know, comes up with one majority, and then the majority redistricts, and then the redistricting goes back and forth. So this has been something. Let me lower my volume on this for some reason. Looks like it is in my volume. All right. So this is something that has been, whenever states keep having the drama of something, just like we saw with Roe v. Wade, it ends up coming back to the Supreme Court. With Roe v. Wade, people couldn't figure out when a fetus was alive or not. And if they had to support abortion, then do they limit it to 6 weeks? Do they limit it to 12, 24 weeks? In Nevada, I think it's 24 weeks. So you could be just right in, you know, starting your third trimester and still get an abortion if you need to or if you wanted to. So, but these laws kept being debated. So it ended up coming back to the Supreme Court, who said, look, the feds don't get involved. The feds don't, you know, we can't, condemn it, and we can't promote it or support it. The Constitution is out. This isn't a federal thing. It's a state thing. So I wonder if that's also going to happen when it comes to state legislators. And so the court has to, I guess, decide if election rules can be prescribed in each state by the legislator, and then if the U.S. Constitution is allowed to constrain certain legislators. So we'll see what happens with that. But there's been a lot of concerns that people have redistricted. They redistricted to their advantage, and then the other side wants to redistrict, and it could be a back and forth. But one of the additional big cases that we're going to be seeing has to do with LGBTQ stances by businesses, and if they choose to either... can an LGBTQ business be forced to do something, or can a business be forced to do something for an LGBTQ couple when they feel it's against their religious rights? That's up under, it's called 303 Creative versus Elanis. This case is looking at whether state law could compel a private business to serve LGBTQ clients, or if the First Amendment protects business owners who violate those laws on religious grounds. This according to The Conversation. So basically, there's a website designer who wants to expand her business by offering personal wedding sites, but she doesn't want to do it for same-sex couples, or he. Oh, it is a she. Okay. But she doesn't want to do it for same-sex couples. This then goes against Colorado's non-discrimination laws. So remember there was the baker? This was back in, was it 2018, who the Supreme Court cited in terms of you can't force the baker to make a birthday cake. But they still apparently got fined by the state in Colorado. I think a $500 fine because it was a violation of the Anti-Discrimination Act. And this is tricky. This is very, very tricky because, you know, having been from a family where if you were a Jew, you couldn't eat, or you couldn't go to that bakery, or you couldn't, you know, Jews weren't allowed. We're supposed to be in a country that doesn't, you know, honor that thought process where we're gonna, you know, refuse you, you know, if you're black, if you're white, if you're Asian, if you're, you know, we're trying to be all people are considered are created equal. However, when religion though comes into play, where some religions are very, very strict on what they identify as marriage, then are we forcing somebody to go against their religious liberty? So this is tricky because, this used to not be, you know, as much of an issue as it is now. We have a larger population than when we ever realized that is on the LGBTQ rainbow of spectrum. We have heterosexuals on the rainbow as well. And so if somebody wants a cake and they live in an area where they're like, no, because, you know, we don't approve what you do, do they go and find another bakery? What if they can't? What if they're completely excluded in that city? But on the flip side, how do you force somebody to make a cake or to post things on their website that they don't want to? And so you would think basic supply and demand and basic capitalism would handle that. If somebody is, you know, known to not be, shall we say, well, like, for example, motels with pets, right? If a motel is not pet friendly and I have a pet, I'm not going to that motel. The motel doesn't want pets, their choice, I'm not going. I'm not saying that in defense but we already have these sort of precedents set of, you know, if they don't necessarily, you know, promote certain things or they're, like, for example, I mean, if it's a Dallas Cowboys store, I'll be there. But if it's a Philadelphia Eagles store, I'm not going, you know, that's not for Dallas Cowboy fans. So I'm probably not going to go into that store because they have Philadelphia Eagle things. And trust me, Eagles, I've made some money on some of their games. I like the Eagles, but I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. If that Eagles store doesn't carry anything for me and doesn't cater to me, I'm not going to that store spending money. So a bakery or a wedding site that just wants to concentrate on heterosexual unions might lose a lot of business. And then they might change their mind. It's tricky because, you know, we want to protect religious freedom, but we don't want anybody feeling turned away. No, I don't do that. I don't do that. I mean, if I want a cake with boobies on it, and I wanted to, well, in fact, I wanted a cake for my husband. My husband was turning 40, but I didn't want to do a dirty cake, but I wanted to do one where there was because his friends, you know, didn't take him out, you know, with the whatever. So I put like a doll, you know, she was dressed, but I tried to put, I don't know what we did. I think we did a doll and then his friends helped me put whipped cream on her chest. Okay. I couldn't find a cake maker who would do it. I mean, obviously they'd be like, no, I'm sorry. We are not going to do a cake with a woman with whipped cream on her boobies. So we found a cake and then we put the doll on there and we decorated it for him. Okay, and it obviously wasn't me, because if we put me on the cake, he wouldn't want to eat it. But anyway, and, you know, he laughed, and he thought it was funny, and the in-laws thought it was funny. But you know, stores will oftentimes say, we just don't do that. We don't do that. And you have also a lot, it's very interesting, you have a lot of businesses that want to cater to certain populations, like the Spanish-speaking only. And I'm hearing that there's certain church sermon, there's certain masses, there are certain a whole variety of different businesses where it's only non-English speaking, Spanish. So if they want to cater to one population and not be bilingual for other populations, then that place is only going to attract Spanish speaking only. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens in the court, because then does that mean, you know, if you are a business in America, you have to speak English so American consumers can visit your store? Or do we just leave it to the store owner saying, look, if they only want non-English speaking or, you know, Spanish speaking consumers, then that's their choice. Supply and demand, that'll be their consumer base. You know, rap music, some of it has a lot of dirty language. Do they then, you know, have consumers that want it, or do other consumers ask them to change? So I don't know what the answer is. This is going to be very interesting to see where the Constitution is, but my guess is the Constitution is going to side on religious liberty. But it's interesting. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Millions of people across the southeastern United States are tallying their losses and assessing their damage left by Hurricane Ian, a devastating storm that claimed dozens of lives in Florida. The storm also played a role in the deaths of four people in North Carolina and two in Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Brought so much water that you're having basically what's been a 500-year flood event.
More FBI whistleblowers are telling one lawmaker about the corruption at the FBI and Department of Justice. Texas Republican Representative Louie Gohmert on Newsmax.
This Justice Department has gone to the old Nazi way of intimidating, of trying to manipulate and scare people into doing exactly what they said, no matter how unconstitutional it is.
Today is National Wide Awakes Day, the day we celebrate the American youth movement that helped elect Abraham Lincoln. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Doc Adali, one in three people have anxiety or depression, but I want to thank again you all. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you, with numbers, it's really hard to read and speak at the same time. So depression, anxiety, when I was in medical school, we were taught that one in three individuals have a mental health condition. It could be mild, it could be severe, but one in three. And here we are, 20 years later, I don't know if I'm that old, we are being told that at least 30% of people suffer from anxiety or depression. That could also include substance use disorder. But the numbers vary because the average person who drinks themselves to sleep, we might not know about. They might not never make it to a medical provider. They may not ever get counted. The average person with anxiety, with depression, might not get counted. So I wouldn't be surprised if that number is getting close to 50%. So, as a result, the United States Services Preventative Task Force had recommended, if you guys remember, I think this was last week, let me just double check the date. This was September 21st, so a couple weeks ago, has recommended that all adults under 65 years old be screened for anxiety and depression. Now, I think older individuals have anxiety and depression. I just spoke to a patient this morning having some nausea. She was pretty anxious about that, and she suffers from anxiety. You know, there's, you know, anxiety and depression could exist over that as well, but they're recommending that if any adult under the age of 65, and we already have pediatric recommendations for anxiety and depression, get screened. So, are doctors on board? It doesn't sound it. It sounds like you have doctors and psychologists not excited about that. And they think the reality of it could be overdiagnosis, misdiagnosis, and overprescribing. So when this came out, some doctors reached out to me going, I don't have time for this. And I'm like, I know. And the, like, what, I have to deal with their COPD. I have to deal with the diabetes. I have to deal with, when am I supposed to sit down and have a 30-minute counseling session? How do I do that? And I'm like, well, there's supposed to be a screen, but I agree. Screening is going to be hard. See, I do telemedicine, so I don't have to do that. I just have to deal with the urgent problem, and then I could refer them to psychology or psychiatry, but I still do like to ask them how they're doing. I still like to screen for it a little bit because I want to know that I'm helping them, especially when they're like, you know, I'm having trouble sleeping. I, you know, my stomach hurts. I have acid reflux. I have, well, you know, why is it? Are you stressed? Are you developing an ulcer? So I still like to ask, but am I doing a really thorough, nice, long, you know, history about it? I don't, because I don't have time. There's no time. So some doctors are looking at this going, so what do? Do we hand them a sheet of paper with the test on it and have them check off the boxes? So some of you at periodic times of your medical care might have gotten a sheet where you could complete and check off all the boxes. And then some of you noticed that your doctor wasn't approaching what you checked off. Like, my doctor didn't even address that. I checked it off. The doctor didn't address it. Well, if you checked off 20 different things, sometimes it's going to take more than one visit. We talked about that. Doctor can't do everything in one visit. But if somebody's coming there for a refill of their diabetes and high blood pressure medication, and now they get the screen, and they go, well, yeah, I can't sleep. Yeah, I am sad. Yeah, I am depressed. I am. You have to stop everything and address that. Somebody's depressed. You got to make sure they're not suicidal. You got to make sure they're sleeping well and not driving with having no sleep and being sleep deprived, because they could put themselves at risk. Just like, you know, whenever a patient says to me they have chest pain, I don't care what they're in for. Everything has to stop, so I address the chest pain. Now, I know you want Viagra or you want something else. I'm sorry, that has to wait because you got an ingrown toenail. You know, I can't do your toenail procedure because we got to work on the heart right now. Also, insurance made it that way because they wouldn't pay for multiple things. In the older days, everything you did, you got paid for. Now they're like, no, if you saw them for the ingrown toenail, we're not going to pay you for the heart workup. So doctors are like, separate visit, separate visit, separate visit. So some patients may be thinking to themselves, well, wait a second here, I don't, and mind you, I think we should screen for anxiety and depression. But when you start looking at the practicality of it, you go, well, huh, maybe this is a lot harder than it sounds. So if a patient walks in and then fills out this whole page, they're going to expect it to be addressed. And if there's no time, what gets addressed? And then is the average family doctor, is the average PA, nurse practitioner, internist, primary care, equipped and trained to take on the role of counseling, the treatments? I think it's great you screen something, just like we screen for heart disease, we screen for low bone density, we screen for things, and then we refer them out. But if the average referral takes 3-4 months, your primary care provider, some of us with lower experience than others, I got more experience because our dean was psychology-based, but had a very strong, I think he was the psychologist or the psychiatrist for the Olympic team when we were in the Olympics in Salt Lake. So we had a very strong psychological base, but I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm family medicine trained. I got to address their diabetes. I got to sew up their laceration. I have to. And so what some professionals are worried about is doctors are going to be so overwhelmed and in such a hurry that if they have to address it, they're like, okay, you're anxious, you need, you want some Valium? You have depression, you need this medication? Okay, here, you have depression, so I'm going to give you this medication. Now, I don't think the average provider would do that. They might refer, but if somebody goes, look, I really have these issues, and if the provider is trying to balance everything else, and they don't think the patient's going to come back, they might be more inclined to prescribe something. Now, maybe that person needs a prescription, maybe they don't. So one voice is Dr. Jonathan Shelder. He's a professor of psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco. He told Fox News that this is the wrong solution at the wrong time. You can't just carve the world into disorders and think you're doing an adequate job of determining someone's mental health needs. He says it's simply terrible care to give someone a 7-question questionnaire in the office and write a prescription on the basis without addressing the bigger picture. He has authored 100 scholarly and scientific papers in psychology. So he said primary care is not the place to get mental health care. The physicians don't have the time, they don't have the resources, they don't have the training. He's not wrong. You know, this is, so this is tricky. The other thing we have, another issue we have, is this back and forth on gun ownership. And if somebody who suffers from mental illness, should they be able to own a firearm? Well, if we come to find out that 50% of the population has documented, because now there's either questionnaires or there's documentation from providers, have anxiety, depression, anger issues, insomnia. Some patients are worried that that's going to be used against them where they can't practice their Second Amendment rights to own a firearm and protect themselves. So, you know, I'm telling you right now, I've had patients that outright lied to me. And they said, I'm not going to tell you that because somebody will take away my gun. I'm like, I want to know you're going to be healthy. I want to know you're not going to shoot yourself. You're not going to shoot anybody. I want to know that, you know, you're not thinking of suicide. No homicidal ideation, suicidal ideation. I'm fine. Next question. So some with mental illness don't want to be found. And so, you know, I think screening, I love the concept of screening. I love screening for breast cancer. I think screens are crucial. In fact, I think we don't screen enough for certain cancers. Terry Bradshaw has bladder cancer. You know, I mean, what's our screening process for that? If there's blood in the urine, you need to see a urologist, especially if you're male, to get that looked at. So these are, you know, I think we do need to be more assertive when it comes to screening, especially for mental health. But yes, is the average primary care doctor so busy that they're going to be like, here, just take a medication? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Fort Myers Beach residents have been warned that they might not be able to come back for months. This is just absolutely devastating. The death toll has reached 85, even though some news outlets, I think USA Today said 68. We're being told that it's about 85 thus far. And they believe that the damage from Hurricane Ian could estimate over $60 billion, and I don't think that includes Puerto Rico and Cuba as well. Insurers assessing the damage to properties ransacked by the flooding and winds are now bracing for, quote, a multi-billion dollar hit after Florida streets turned into rivers, houses were engulfed. And I know, you know, some of you have been very wary of the media, where they will only show the worst of the worst. I'm telling you right now, some of these you can't, this is, I mean, I have family there. It's bad for a lot of people. You know, and it's a tough decision. I understand why some people don't evacuate. I know, it's risky. And since we can't 100% predict the storm, you know, how do you know that you and your family and your pets are going to be safe? You know, on the flip side, some people can't access their home that wasn't damaged because of traffic and because of recovery attempts. And they're worried that their home is not going to be safe, that their things are going to get ransacked. And, you know, in terms of Fort Myers Beach, though, many of these homes are destroyed. And they say about 90% of it. Now, some homes are still okay, in some facilities. But the authorities are telling people that they might not be able to make it back home. The National Flood Insurance Program is expecting huge losses. We don't know if these insurance companies are even going to insure Florida again after this. Many of them are anticipated to, file bankruptcy. And this could be pretty bad. And the U.S. government, I hope they haven't spent all their money, but the U.S. government better be ready to help these individuals out. So, according to officials, 81 deaths were recorded in Florida, 4 more in North Carolina, as North Carolina, Virginia, and other states had to declare emergencies because of the rain and the storm. They believe the majority of deaths were drowning. Some vehicle and roofing accidents happened as well. Of the 4 fatalities recorded in North Carolina, 3 were related to vehicle accidents, and 1 was from carbon monoxide poisoning caused by a generator, somebody using a generator. Emergency responses had to grind to a halt last week, but luckily now it's been sunny. But what's interesting is the water has been really slow to dry up in the Florida area, because it's not dry like Vegas or Phoenix or California. It's humid. So it takes a while to dry up and evaporate, and so that's obviously complicating matters. When you look at the before and after pictures, it blows your mind. You see the beautiful coast. Because one thing about Florida is it's amazing. I know it's like, zero sea level, or it's right there on sea level, but it almost looks like the land is built into the water. I'm a fan of Florida. I have family there. I think it's beautiful. But every time I look at these pictures from above, I just feel like that land isn't stable land. It's like the land is there, but the water can consume it at any time. Whereas where I live in the desert, I mean, it's like the desert consumes any water. But with this, it looks like the water can consume the land. And so if things are changing, and the climate always changes, I don't think it has to do with my hamburger or the car I drive, but the climate always changes, and we do get flooding. Noah's Ark had to be built because of a flood. Flooding does happen. Things change. I'm sure the 10 plagues, there's scientific explanations for it. I don't know if that was because somebody had a hamburger or drove a fuel car during Ramses the second reign, but red tide has happened, volcanoes have happened. I mean, climate issues have happened. But I do feel that Florida is getting wetter, and parts of Florida may get consumed by water, whereas in the West, things are just getting drier and drier. I just think there's that shift. And so, when we saw the condo complex last year collapse, they said it wasn't a sinkhole. They said it was bad engineering, but we spoke about how a sinkhole could do that. And one of the victims was speaking to her husband going, there's a big hole in our pool. So the pool had sunk. And so you worry, as you know, when the land gets hit with water, it can affect the foundation that these buildings are built on. They say about 600,000 homes and businesses, as of this morning, still without power. 1% of the total industry loss is going to come. They say Fort Myers Beach, a town of 5,500, is one of the barrier islands off Fort Myers, was 90% destroyed. Fort Myers Beach. Survivor Craig Rook lives in a stilt house in the area. He said, we're alive. That makes us luckier than some of our neighbors, and we're thankful, but we're tired, dirty, and hungry. We have no running water. We're going to run out of food that hasn't rotted already. We're going to get dehydrated. Our cars are ruined. Everything on this island is cut off. So, when people ask, should you stay, should you go, you know, this would be my vote. And because we are going to have more hurricanes, and people always, you know, wonder, should they stick it out or not? My family has been very fortunate to have been able to avoid, you know, horrific things happen to their house. But that's because, again, they're higher up. They're not on the beach. They're not very wealthy, having the fancy, you know, homes that are out there. So they're in areas that are a little more inland. They're not beachfront. But how I look at it is there's a lot of devastation. There's a lot of mosquitoes. There's a lot of infectious disease. You know, living there is one thing. If you live there and you need to work and you need to be there and you need to, you know, man the hospital and all that, power to you. Power to you for the people who are living there and are there helping. But if you don't have to, if you don't have to be there, don't. Because it's just going to tax the system. And so, you know, when it comes to a life-threatening flood or a life-threatening storm, we tell you to get out of Dodge. I know it's not easy to pack up your family. One person had said, look, you know, I have a mom who's older. She's in one of the nursing homes. Where do I take her to? I can't care for her. Where do I transport? I mean, we're going to go up north, but where, you know, and if my mom's here, I'm going to be near my mom. So it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. And for those of us going, well, you guys should have left. You should have evacuated. Many of us have situations where we just can't. I mean, if somebody told me I had to evacuate today, fortunately, I have an RV. So I could put the kids, my mom, the animals. We wouldn't be comfortable, but at least I could do that. And then we get out of Dodge. We'd be stuck in miles and miles of traffic. But it would hopefully loosen up either in you know, Idaho or wherever, however far north we go. But you know, when you have an elderly, you know, parent or somebody who's sick or someone who needs medications, or it does start to get difficult. And if you think the storm's going to pass and your neighborhood's going to be fine and you're going to, it does make you think twice. But sadly, you know, by the time people realize what was going to be a direct hit, you know, we've lost already 80 people. In Florida alone, it's going to be tough. So I know Kamala Harris, you know, has some explaining to do, as she had brought up the lowest income communities, and our communities of color are the most impacted. And that might be true in a lot of these areas. But she said we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity. So FEMA has already kind of corrected that, saying, no, we're going to help everybody despite their color of the skin. And I'm sure the Biden administration is going to have to say something as well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.